Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As promised, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle, June 21 and 22, Pennsylvania Avenue. Enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands. Got the Pepsi Lays Art to Go-Go and summer grilling stages. Metro, shared ride accessible. Tickets, more event information, all available. 1067 The Fan website. Danny, before we get to the Beltway Blitz, we're going to cover the Nats. We're going to talk NBA with Keith Smith, and we'll get to the Commanders with our buddy Earl Forsey. But I want to regale people a quick tale of something that happened outside, and I just want to say that I feel really bad for my guy Danny.
No, it's, I'm not a victim here. I'm fine.
Well, it was a tough commercial break for you.
It didn't go great. I'll
so
say that.
We were doing the thing where a bunch of us like to throw the ball around. We were throwing a... What is a bouncy soccer ball?
Yeah, like one of those, the mini balls, like a size one.
Yeah, I would say it's like half of a normal soccer ball.
Yeah, yeah.
You can palm it, you can grip it, and we're bouncing it. We're doing bounce passes, we're doing wackies, right? Anthony, who produces over on another radio station in this building, right? He's a pal of ours, so he came over, and we're discussing matters. And we're just playing a little hoop.
Yep.
Well, Danny says to him, have I ever told you the story, Anthony, about what God Shamgon did to me? God Shamgon, one of the great high school point guards of all time, and one of the great mixtape dribbling assassins with the basketball.
Like legendary handles. Guys still use his signature move in the game today.
Anthony, though, is a younger person. I don't know how interested he is in God Shamgon or how much he knows about him. But when you said that, as someone who's worked with you for 15 years, I've heard the story about God Shamgon.
You're like, oh, here we go again. It's the
probably
story.
Probably 46 times.
Yeah,
now,
at the stage,
it's
right?
a good story.
Right.
It's a really good story. Mm. And I was like, all right, here we go. I'm going to hear it 47th time. I'm fine with it. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully we...
Yeah, admittedly, I'm out of stories for you. Unless it happened this weekend, you've heard it.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, you and I, we're common law married. Yeah.
I'm also out of stories for you.
Right.
You have more interesting ones probably than I do. But anyway... So Anthony's like, no, I don't know what God Shamgon did to you. And you say, well, we were in high school. And you start telling him the story. And within 20 seconds of you opening up your story.
10 I mean,
seconds,
he's gone.
He starts to walk away.
Yeah.
And Danny goes, are you really walking away in the middle of me telling you a story? And he goes, yeah, I'll come back later after the show, which is
3 hours from now.
3 hours from now when Danny's long gone.
Yep.
And Danny goes, all right, man, have a good day. And I looked over thinking it was like a bit or just kind of a funny moment. And You looked like a small part of you had died. I don't know if you were sad or you were angry or both.
Yes.
But you were very dejected.
Yeah.
You just felt, because here you are. All you ever want is just an audience.
Yes.
Just one guy who's eaten out of your palm.
Yes.
Ready to hear your story.
Yes.
And you got it. And here we go. This is Danny. Let's pull him back like one of those cars.
Wind
him
up.
Shoot him forward. And you go. You're in. You're on. And then he walked away and you, it was like someone kicked your puppy.
Yeah. My kids don't care. My wife's heard it. Over it.
Can so if you, I've heard all your stories, she's definitely heard all
she's
your
like,
stories.
That's great. Could you empty the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Like, please, no, just stop.
Has she actually heard your God Shamgon story? Because that's be a weird thing to tell her.
No, it, of course, it, stuff comes up.
Yeah.
She's been in the room when I've told it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, she's heard it. There is no surprising her anymore.
At some point, I need to just... And you could do the same with my wife, I'm
sure. Yeah.
But just like...
Hey, Allison, have you heard about the time Grant was on Letterman and got bumped? Like, yes, right. I've heard that.
Yeah.
We've heard them all.
Have you heard about... And just go, like, so-and-so, Ron Artest wrapping his legs around Danny after he dunked on him.
And what did he call him? Yeah. And 1, 2, 3. Yeah. You know, we can't sit on the radio. But if, yes, she's
but
not...
I'm sorry that happened on Anthony's behalf.
It's fine. He's not sorry. He doesn't care.
No, he does not. But then we brought AMAC over so that we could try to get Danny to tell him the story, and Danny was over it.
No, but it's too late. The Earl was already updating. And it was time to come back from break. It's Beltway Blitz time. So there wasn't enough time to get into the story.
Speaking of which, let's get to the Beltway Blitz and talk a little baseball. That's 10 of 14 now for the Nats. They did lose yesterday. Chance to sweep in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. The key to the last couple of weeks has been their offense.
Mm-hmm.
James Wood carrying them with 16 runs batted in over the last 2 weeks in a dozen games. But the guy that's gotten really hot all of a sudden, how about Josh Bell? Kudos to him, because a lot of people locally, in the media, like myself, and a lot of fans were ready to move on from him, and he made adjustments and battled and is a very streaky guy with a complicated swing, and Danny, he's hitting well over 300 with an OPS of about 1,000 and 4 home runs now in his last 11 games over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so overall, the numbers are still gross, quite frankly, but that you're 100% right. You look at this recent snapshot, and you go, oh, this is maybe what they envision, right? Ball's jumping off his bat at this stage. There have also been some pretty good performances lately from Luis Garcia Jr., who's finding some good luck finally. But all of a sudden, you now have a lineup that's got some depth to it, right? Young people coming in at the back end, whether you've had big games from Robert Hassel, Dale Miles contributed a little bit. All of a sudden, it's not C.J. Abrams and James Wood and pray for rain, it's everybody can punish you a little bit. There's fewer and fewer breaks. How sustainable is that? Don't know, but during this recent hot streak, it's been refreshing.
They're not a good enough team to get 3 or 4 All-Stars, but right now, this moment, we're about a month away from really the hot and heavy part of figuring out who's going to the All-Star game. James Wood's going to be there. I think that's a lock, and because of where they are as a team, maybe he's the only guy. But C.J. Abrams is a very deserving All-Star. You could make the case that Mackenzie Gore, who is leading the major leagues in strikeouts with 101 through 68 innings and has an ERA barely over 3 in 12 starts, has been an all-star caliber pitcher as well. I don't think they'll have 3, but the fact that, you know, 3 guys, all from the Juan Soto deal, oh, by the way, could all be, you know, are playing at an all-star level and could represent the team in Atlanta this summer is pretty cool.
So I think they could get as many as 4. It's not going to happen, but just hear me out. If a pitching situation doesn't line up where a guy's throwing too close before or after the All-Star game, maybe you could see Kyle Finnegan, who's had a pretty good first half campaign, ERA in the mid-2s with 16 saves among league leaders, and Mackenzie Gore. Some of those guys might be eligible, to your point. Whether the math works out in their favor or not, probably not, but I think you're right. But in terms of All-Star deserving candidates, guys that are going to get mentioned, those are the 4, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd love to be dismissive, but Finnegan made it last year. You know, it's kind of a similar first half where it's like...
And the pitching is always a little bit weirder, where it's like, hey, here's 20 All-Stars that are all throwing Saturday or something, you know?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep the Blitz moving. Talk a little hoops. Keith Smith of SpotTrack joins us to break down the upcoming NBA Finals. Keith, why don't we start with our poll of the day today here on Grant and Danny, which is, did the right player win the MVP award in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I think so. It was 50-50 for me. Halliburton would have been fine if he had won, but I think Siakam was a huge, huge part of them winning. He was really good in a couple games where Halliburton didn't necessarily have it going at his best, and Siakam helped carry them there. So, you know, the voting, I think, reflected that. I think it was 5-4, so kind of a toss-up, but I don't have a huge issue with Siakam winning.
Keith, OKC should be favored in the finals. They're a buzzsaw. They're awesome. They just look like the team of destiny this year. Write me the Pacers script.
Yeah, they got to control the ball. You can't turn it over, especially live ball turnovers. You have those against the Thunder, and you're finished. You're going to be in all kinds of trouble because they're the best team I've ever seen at flipping a 5-point deficit to a 15-point lead. They do it in a blink of an eye, and they usually do it through turnovers. So if the Pacers can keep control of the ball and continue to score, they're going to be in these games.
If the Thunder were to sweep or win this thing in five, I think I did these numbers right. From a win percentage standpoint, they could be as high as like third all time behind the Warriors and the Bulls. Is there enough talk about that, or does that mean anything at this point in terms of the dominance of this team this year?
Yeah, it should be talked about because they also had, I think, one of the greatest scoring margins in the regular season, and they've largely kept that up throughout most of the playoffs. They've been unbelievable this year. They were so good that it almost became like, they drilled another team, and you move on to a different story that's a little more interesting, and that kind of undersells just how good they've been. So, yeah, it should be getting more popular. They've been one of the best teams in NBA history.
I think this is not a word that I'm about to use, so bear with me, Keith. What's replicable? What's replicatable? You know what I'm saying? Like, another team that's building. Sure. Like, say, I don't know, a local team here in Washington that's terrible. It's been bad most of my life. What can they pattern themselves and go, you know, we could maybe take that path to try to get to where some of these teams are?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier said than done. You've got to nail your draft picks. That's the big part of it. If you have some extra ones, that helps. If you have 25 extra ones like the Thunder have had, that really helps. Mm-hmm. But then you got to get your trades right. The Thunder and the Pacers have both hit on their trades that they've made throughout the years, whether it was the Halliburton, Siakam trades for the Pacers, even the Aaron Nesmith trade was big for them. And in the draft, they got guys like Nembhard and Mathurin that have been really good for them. And then on the Thunder side, the SGA trade was great. And then following that up with some key draft picks, and then the Caruso trade before this season, you know, paying off big. You got to hit it. And I think the other thing is you can't rush it, right? If you try to take shortcuts, that's when you get in trouble. That's the one thing I would say for Wizards fans that should have them excited is I don't think they're trying to shortcut this. I think they're trying to do it the right way and build up, you know, slowly but surely over the years. And I think that's a proven path towards being a pretty good team eventually.
Yeah, I mean, for people that casually followed it, give the blueprint for the Thunder, because the one thing they did maybe to a greater extent than everybody else was the pick hoarding, so to speak, and just trying to like change the philosophy on turning a lot of those picks down the board that didn't have as much value into other things.
Yeah, so what they were able to do when they decided, all right, we're going to break this thing up, and everybody thinks it started with the Westbrook trade, but it was really the year after that. They got Chris Paul and then had a pretty good year with Paul and Gallinari and SGA. They put together a really nice season. But then what they did, when they said, yeah, it was a nice season, but that's not where we want to be. We want to really build this thing up. They moved Chris Paul. Then they kicked off a series of deals where it was, all right, we're going to eat this guy's contract, but you're going to send a draft pick with it. Al Horford was the big one there. And then on the flip side, it was, we're going to now trade Al Horford out, and we're going to get another draft pick because we're going to eat Kemba Walker's deal. And then there were like 900 smaller deals that they did where it was all, hey, we'll jump in and help. We'll be the third team. We'll help facilitate a deal, and we're going to pick up a draft pick as we do it, and then another one, and then another one. And then pretty soon, you know, that's how you ended up with, you know, them. I think one of the quotable things was they had something like 30 draft picks in a 7-year period at one point is where they maxed out at, right around that. And that's just, you know, unbelievable that they're in a spot where they had that many. And that's how they're going to be able to sustain this as they get more expensive and they have to lose some of the role players around the stars. They're going to be able to put that in a position where then, all right, we use the next draft pick to get the next guy, and then the next draft pick to get the next guy. And that's how they're going to be able to turn this from like a 2 to 3 year run into probably like a 4 or 5 year run.
Keith, really appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. By God, that's Earl Forsey's music joining us to talk about local foosball, boys. Earl, you're old enough to remember RFK. How important is it for the franchise to end up there kind of no matter what? Or is there a drop-dead point for you where you go, you know what, just build me wherever?
I don't know how to take that, Danny. You're right, I do. You know, so here, I grew up in this town, and RFK was always the stadium. you know, as long as I've been a fan. But, you know, I grew up at a time where, you know, we weren't privileged enough to have tickets. You had to know somebody that knew somebody,
yep.
Right, to get in that stadium. You know, a couple of times I was able to go later. I never got to go with my dad, who made me a football fan, a sports fan, a Redskins fan. You know, and it was funny. I was listening to the Josh Harris stuff. Boy, they have their talking points down, don't they? About the RFK site, about what is it called? The cathedral? What are they? What is
spiritual home of the team?
Spiritual home. Yeah, it's a spiritual home. And by the way, did he say Anacostia?
He did.
He did. We made note of that here. Anacostia.
Is that the Harvard way? Muffy, grab my jacket. Let's go sailing on the Anacostia.
The Anacostia.
Sounds better than Anacostia, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it does, but it's wrong. you know, other than that. Yeah, this is, like you guys said, it's, first of all, a world-class city. Washington, D.C., I mean, it's the most powerful city in the world. I don't care what anybody says. It should have better than a, you know, that stadium, it looks like, I think they're, season 3 of The Last of Us, Danny, I think, is going to film there. Because it's horrendous that thing has been around basically untouched since Jack Kent Cook and the Redskins left it in the 90s. So something's got to be done.
How do you think this plays out, though? We found out now that this deadline is the 15th. The first budget vote is the 16th, and then the second and final one is the 28th. Let's say they don't agree on this budget or they don't agree on the stadium part of this as
They'll
of that second vote. Now what?
Yeah, they'll find a way, Grant. I think, look, there's nothing more powerful than what we saw that scene a few weeks ago when they announced it. The owner of the team, the commissioner of the NFL, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the president of the United States, side by side by side by side in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
For a topic and a situation that has been a screaming match. Everybody pointing fingers. Everybody hates each other for decades, and it's all of a sudden everybody's holding hands, you know, and hugging it out like Johnny Drama and Ari, you know, in Entourage. So that's getting done. I mean, I know it's the anti Rick Snyder. I know, you know, Rick's, and he's been around a while too. It ain't over till it's over. I won't believe it until I see it, but I can't see any other way that this gets done now. Because here's the other thing. I think you brought it up that all the hype around this, and I know we had the same thing with the Caps and Leonsis and that announcement, and then 2 days later, it's not going to happen. But all this hype and this buildup, would they just let everybody down all of a sudden? I mean, it's possible, but I can't see it. Deals get done. Politicians have to get deals done. People are going to get what they want. Deadlines get deals done. It's the nation's capital. Some way, somehow, some way, they'll find a way to work it out. But you have, I just named those four very prominent people, the four most powerful people in this situation, probably. They're all on board. Everybody else at some point is going to follow along, I would have to think.
Our guy, Oral Forsey, is part of our Beltway Blitz here on G&D. Good talking to you, pal.
Yeah. By the way, officially 97 days from the Commanders' season opening win against the Giants. So in 97 days, gentlemen.
Let it rip.
There you go.
That's the graduation speech, Dan Quinn. I love that. 97 days out. That is the Lorenzo Alexander. Who else wore 97? That's Jason Hatcher.
Good Jason Hatcher pull. He wore 97?
He did.
Who wore 95 at that same time? Because I would have said Hatcher wore 95. Was it the other former Cowboy?
95. Coming to mind, I've got Dan Wilkinson.
Okay.
I've got Brandon Noble.
I guess, did Stephen Bowen, he wore 93.
Chris Wilson wore 95.
Oh, there you go.
Remember him?
Sure do.
Probably about that same era. 97. I need to give you one more 97.
I mean, you won't, obviously.
No,
I don't think you're going to do it. Listen, we'll wait for as long as it takes. Give me a 97.
97.
It's my graduation year of high school. It doesn't help you. 97. Lorenzo Alexander.
Yeah.
And then the other guy you said.
Jason Hatcher.
Hatcher, thank you.
97.
Jason Taylor wore 99.
Ronaldo Wynn.
He did. He wore 97.
Ronaldo Wynn.
You have a Ronaldo Wynn bell?
I think we do. Yeah, I think we do.
When you mention Ronaldo Wynn on the show, you get a bell.
Ronaldo Wynn wore 97.
Who you want? He was the subject, by the way, of one of my favorite Greg Williams quotes. When LeVar wasn't playing, and he goes, who do you want me to take out? Ronaldo Wynn? And I'm at home going, yes! That's who I want you to take out.
They didn't even really play the same position. So that's but interesting.
He was like, yeah. Who do you want me to take out? I'm like, name anybody.
Right.
Put in LeVar.
A person. Yeah. A person that isn't LeVar Arrington.
Who do you want me to take out?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I'm sure you guys talked a lot about Caleb Williams' comments at the podium last week.
We did.
Took head on the idea that he didn't want to be a Chicago Bear. The past is the past is kind of his mantra. But I want to use that week for him to look at his second year, look at the expectations for the year two quarterback class, headlined by Jaden Daniels. We'll do that as we continue next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
G&D, exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, a big wedding took place this weekend.
Oh.
You know me. Former Us Weekly guy.
US Weekly.
Who wore it best, right? Josh Allen married his girlfriend turned fiance turned wife, Haley Steinfeld. Can I get an ovation from the audience, please, Darius? I mean, this is a big, momentous occasion. This is a big deal. Holy matrimony. We celebrate that on this program. We love love. Danny, if we love anything, it's a Grant and Danny radio program.
That's the one thing.
We love love.
We like carbohydrates and wings, too, but the number one seed is what?
Love.
Love.
So congratulations to Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld, who I've got to acknowledge, by the way, is an excellent actress. And she has really climbed my actress ratings over the last year or two, interestingly.
Is it like all the different projects she's done?
Her performance in Sinners, she climbed my big board in a big way. I will just tell you. Big Haley Steinfeld guy. Anybody seen Sinners?
No.
That's a no for everybody in the room but me. You should see it. It's
heard it's really good.
You know what I liked about it is there's never been a movie in the last 3 years that wasn't a remake or an action figure movie from a comic book. Not one. And this one was unique and different and fun.
And that it's,
I'm slightly hyperbolic in my assessment. But it was cool. It, you know, we want big Hollywood productions and, you know, something that's fresh and new. And this was that. I'm not a zombie movie guy or like a vampire movie guy. In fact, I hate those. And if I even knew that's what it was, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Like, I didn't go to restaurants that have funny names that I thought were something they weren't. And then I realized I liked it. So I got into a movie not really knowing what I was getting into because I'm a Michael B. Jordan guy. But the point is, Danny, Haley Steinfeld, big fan of hers. But I ask you this. Is the tandem of Josh Allen, reigning MVP National Football League, and Haley Steinfeld, Smashola, Sinners, the A-list couple right now? Or is there a couple more notable? The only ones I've come up with that are in the conversation. More famous, more power couple-y. Josh Allen, Haley.
To me, there are more people that know Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I don't think, like, my wife's friend group knows who Josh Allen is. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't name him if they saw a picture of him. But if you said, who's Josh Allen, couldn't they say he's a quarterback in the NFL?
Maybe. 50-50. But they know who Ryan Reynolds is. You know what I mean?
He's definitely the biggest star of the bunch. Okay, Blake Lively, though. I was surprised when we played that game with the Washington Nationals, when they had to answer questions and then we bet on whether or not they got it or not. I was surprised how many of the Nationals didn't really know who Blake Lively's wife, or excuse me, who Ryan Reynolds' wife was as Blake Lively. Is she an A-lister? Like, you like her and I like her because she's a great actress.
The acting.
It's the
acting.
The acting is phenomenal.
Right?
She was really, really good and Accepted with Justin Long. Her acting in that movie, she should have won an award.
You know where she was actually legit good at acting, just shtick aside, was The Town.
So good.
She was actually really good in that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Loved her in The Town.
Yep.
The scene with John Hamm where he's holding like, it's like a dollar bill.
I know everything there's to know about money.
Such in the bar.
Yeah.
A little towny bar. So you think they're more famous?
Yes.
That's the A-list couple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the other one I've got for you is Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's my one seed.
They're the number one?
I think they're the number one.
Who else is there right now? And if we're going athlete included, is there a bigger A-list couple than Allen Steinfeld?
So if all mine are historical, which doesn't help you on this.
I'll take some historical ones.
David and Victoria Beckham. They were a world phenomenon.
They were.
Now I don't think people care that much.
They don't.
It's like Posh and Bex. That was like, you said that a billion times in like 2004.
Well, I never said it once.
Well, you actually know what I'm talking about.
Somebody did that I wasn't friends with, but I did not. You certainly did. I can't imagine you saying that.
Always, all the time, I was like, are Posh and Bex there?
St. Albans School, that's what you guys talked about?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what
we're talking about. At their apex, they were bigger, but they're not near that now. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
I've got Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Good one. Gabrielle Union, who, by the way, excellent actress. Love Gabrielle Union.
She was in, I think she was in John Tucker Must Die.
Sure. She was in all the Bad Boys movies.
Oh, okay.
But I would not call her A-list.
Not as A-list but the Dwayne Wade kind of power couple part. I have one other nominee for you.
Okay, I will accept.
Justin Verlander and Kate Upton.
Very good. It's very good. Is Verlander Upton better than Allen Steinfeld? Is there a recency effect for me after seeing Sinners?
So. I think so.
Because Haley Steinfeld was like 39th on my actress board, acting-wise.
Acting. Just in terms of judging acting.
She's up to like 11th now, maybe 7th.
Okay.
Maybe 4th, depending on the scene.
Okay.
Because she had some great acting scenes in that movie. That's real interesting.
That's real interesting.
Darius, celebrity couples, athletes involved. Who are we forgetting? You can call us 800-636-1067.
So historically, Tom and Giselle, obviously, but they're no longer a couple.
Tom and Giselle is good. They
That's your one seed couple anymore. There. Yeah.
One seed ever?
That's Tom Brady.
No.
And a supermodel that makes more money than him, that the whole world knows.
What about Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley? You sleep a little bit.
I do.
Oh, my God. Guy, we're forgetting the most obvious one.
Yeah, there's one that's right there in your face, isn't it?
Luke in Falls Church. I'm an idiot. I'm the dumbest person who's ever lived. Make me feel like I'm the size of an ant. Go ahead. Do it.
Hey, guys. I was surprised that you guys forgot this one, T-Swift and Travis Kelce.
God, we're surprised, too.
Stupid.
Yeah, we're surprised, too. That's not great on our part. You can tell this is not what I major in. I'm doing my best over here. This was supposed to be for you.
Did we just do the dumbest radio segment in the history of the world?
It's up there.
Jesus. Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dates Travis Kelce. God, I suck at this.
I definitely do. I frankly thought you'd be better at it.
This is my wheelhouse.
Because it's not mine. Like, I don't care who you're attracted to,
well,
or who you're dating.
Well, in fairness to me, yeah. if I could say this.
Go ahead.
How am I supposed to know that Taylor Swift dates Travis Kelce?
It's never there.
Nobody talks about
There's
it.
There's no video.
It's definitely something that goes under the radar.
Mm.
My God, was that stupid.
How about Sierra Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
That was a power couple for sure.
Thank you, by the way, for keeping the show moving. Like,
yeah,
that's a good producer.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want you guys to dwell on that too
that?
Bad. That was pretty bad.
I'm like
are you guys in there going, Taylor Swift? You weren't, were you?
No.
Yeah, but, where were you guys this whole time?
This is about you guys.
You could have bailed us out at any moment.
Yeah, Ryan's in a meeting with corporate right now.
Yeah, Ryan's talking to Lou about the characters in his tweet.
So this is old school. This is before your time. You wouldn't have cared about them at all, but they were a major deal when tennis mattered. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf.
Hold on. Before we go to there, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back. What did Darius just say? He just said one that piqued my interest. Oh, Russell Wilson and Sierra. Sierra's a great singer. Her goodies?
What are some of your favorite songs by her?
My goodies.
That's she did My Goodies?
Yeah.
Which one's My Goodies?
My Goodies was silly when we were like, well, I always say we.
We were not.
I was in high school.
Yeah, I was not.
You were 37.
Yeah.
But My Goodies was a 10.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah. I don't know how are we okay here? Everything's fine?
It feels like, are we headed down a...
Because when I hear Petey Pobs...
He usually comes in very respectful.
Freak a leak frame. I just assume we're going off the rails very, very soon. By the way, I love Petey Pablo. That was my guy. Freak a leak. Okay, so Ciara Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. A-listers. Are they better than Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen?
Better.
Bigger celebrity couple.
I think so. Because again, I think Josh Allen, this isn't about football quality, but in terms of like Q rating and celebrity. Like locked away in Buffalo, I don't think it's the same as Russell Wilson, who's like making headlines.
So
all
the time. There was one more that I was going to bring up here, mm-hmm. that I want to go to Dick in DC here because he's going to. This was the one I was working toward. So Dick, give me the one that is the shining star here of the celebrity couples with an athlete.
Absolutely, the newest Paul Skeens and Libby Dunn,
and boom goes the dynamite.
Pretty damn good. Libby Dunn's on a heater right now, by the way. You could just call her entire existence a heater.
Sure, yeah.
By the way, excellent gymnast. I am a huge fan of her as a gymnast.
What's your favorite event of hers that she does?
Floor routine,
yep.
For sure.
The floor, yep.
I think what she does on the floor routine is transcendent.
Mm.
Also really like her doing bars.
Sure.
And I...
Vault.
Vault. She's beam. Good on the vault.
Vault or beam?
Beam is good.
Beam
is good. Big Libby Dunn guy.
Yeah.
LSU gymnastics is kind of a... I don't talk about it a lot on the show. Kind of a pet project.
It doesn't come up as much. Right?
No,
we don't do a lot of LSU gymnastics.
We don't get to talk about the things we want to talk about on the show all the time.
All the time we talk about that?
We have to talk about stuff that is important to the masses.
Yes.
Like one time, I did a whole segment about the LSU gymnastics team and some of the stuff that was going on with Gabby and Sarah and whatnot and the cuts that were happening. And CK came in. He said, we're broadcasting, not narrowcasting. This isn't Baton Rouge.
It's like lesson learned, right?
He called me a fat ass and he walked out.
No, he didn't.
Okay, one of that was made up. It was
he
that
did
part.
Not.
He didn't. He would never do that.
Never do that.
Libby Dunn, man. I just wanted to say that again. Libby Dunn.
Libby Dunn.
But anyway, back to the point at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Skeens, definitely over Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld.
I think right now, yeah.
Okay, so now I've got them down to two.
Yep.
I'm going to say no to Ciara and Russell Wilson. I think they're washed.
In terms of current standings?
Yeah.
Not all time, but they're current washed. Standings?
Okay. And not Ciara. I mean, she's still an excellent singer. But just the couple in general, uh-huh. I see them and I kind of go, eh, get them off my screen. I don't want to do Russell Wilson stuff anymore. Russell Wilson, no.
No.
So I'm going to say Josh Allen number two. Do we have anything current yet that's above that?
I'm asking.
And Kelsey are one.
Swift and Kelsey.
So then they're third.
Yeah.
So they're third.
Third. Is Tiger Woods still dating Lindsey Vonn?
No. God. Are
you old?
Kidding?
I don't know.
That was 10 years ago.
Really, was it?
I thought
the Ellen Nordegren was 10 years ago.
When talking about Tiger Woods, assume that there's a new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
That's my general.
Assume that he's pretending to be hurt at a tournament?
Exactly right. Let's go to Steve in Bristow. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, thank you. Got an old school one here. Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
That's kind of your all-time.
That's big time.
Yeah, that's kind of your all-time one.
That's pretty good. Who is the Marilyn Monroe comp now? Would it be like a...
It might be...
Libby Dunn?
No. I know, that's a good bit, though. It might, honestly, even though, like, totally different people, but, like, it might be Beyonce. Everybody loves Beyonce across every genre of everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's the sort of, like, the it
was
person.
Marilyn Monroe was an actress and model?
Yeah, a model, actress, singer, did a little bit of everything.
That's why I'm thinking it's got to be the most famous model would be the comp. Let's go to Shane, who's in Sterling on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Good.
You're missing the biggest one. You guys watch the Knicks games? Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner?
Well, so we're going with athlete couples.
But Timothy Chalamet's pretty athletic.
I suppose. He could probably play an athlete. Yes, I mean, if we're just talking about celebrity couples like we were with, Ryan Reynolds
and Blake
Lively. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they sit courtside at every game. Chalamet's locked in wearing some kind of like Knicks jumpsuit. Kylie Jenner went to most of the games. They're right there front and center. My wife was like, man, you're really locked into this game. I was like, I'm trying to find Timothy Chalamet. And I eventually did. He was under the basket. Took me forever.
Oh.
I knew he was courtside because I saw him on Instagram.
Because you could see it, right?
And I saw he was wearing a big, dumb, all-orange outfit like he escaped from prison in New Orleans.
The matching.
He wrote the word two incorrectly on the wall.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
That's a great bit, by the way.
Thank you. I just wanted some. He probably would have been captured an hour later on Bourbon Street.
Instead of writing T-O-O.
How about those guys?
You mean the escaped felons didn't have great grammar?
They get, well, not only that.
You mean to tell me?
They get out. Darius and I were dying the one day about this. They get out of the prison, and, like, they're caught three blocks away a day later. Like, as if nobody's looking for him. We'll just go eat at Brennan's and tell Christian hello.
Well, you remember when Andy Dufresne got away. He didn't go to Zihuatanejo. He just went down the street.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Let's talk second-year quarterbacks next.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 this evening. At 6:30, overtime will come your way with our buddy Ben Standig of The Athletic. Ben will keep you live and local deep into the evening all the way till 10 o'clock. No Nats baseball tonight, although the lads who have won 10 of 14 are back home for a series against the Cubs starting tomorrow. Three straight night games at 6:45, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That'll be a nice litmus test, because the Nats have been playing over 500 baseball since the end of the first week of the season, and they're actually, right now, one of the three hottest teams in the sport by way of record over the last, like, 15 days. But the Cubs have a tremendous lineup. They are offensively the best team in the National League in terms of scoring.
They're really good.
And they're tied with the Mets for the most wins in the NL. So we're about to find out how legit this is. It's one thing to go on the road and have a nice series in Seattle and then get fat on the Diamondbacks in a series in which, you know, they didn't play very well and came in pretty cold. But if they could take two out of three from the Cubs, this is a thing now. It starts to become that they're turning a legitimate corner.
Yeah, and all the rhetoric and all the stuff where they were talking about, we think we're competitive this year. We want to win right now. It's no longer a rebuild. We're ready to go. You start to go, well, wait a minute. We were beating you up a little bit for maybe being a little bit over your skis, but you're now, you know, closing on the halfway point of the season, and here you are, right? Being frisky, both in your own division and in the National League, beating all comers. That's pretty. That would be a pretty nice litmus test, as you said.
I wanted to talk quarterbacks with you. I saw that Caleb Williams was in the news in the last week. I was obviously out last week as he was doing his press conference to discuss not ever having wanted to be a Bear. But now he is, and the past is the past. But I thought it'd be a good conversation for us to look at expectations for QBs this coming season of this crop. And we could do that here at the top of the hour. On Williams, though, I think the prevailing thought on his press conference was good for him to take this head on. Because I hate when, and this is not just football players, this is anybody, but you get asked a question or something pops up, you dismiss it as not true, or you say, oh, the media made it up, or it's the fake news, or whatever zing you want to throw out there, and you'll get some high fives from people that agree with you or like you or whatever, rather than just, this is reality. This is a real thing. This obviously happened. It's good journalism. It's good reporting. And I think he said something pretty smart, which is, well, I don't have to agree that his dad did the right thing. Hey, if you're a parent, you'd be worried about your kid having the best chance to succeed too. And I think that his pops screwed up with trying to blow up the draft, if that's actually what he did, and right, trying to avoid Chicago. But he's already got a season in the rear view. He's able to point to how terrible the coaching staff was and say, see, I told you so. So I think with that as reason for credibility, it was kind of easy for him to come off well in this press conference where he goes, it wasn't wrong. This was a really bad situation. Now it's a good one. Now I'm happy to be here. I'm excited for Ben Johnson. But last year with Eberflus, who shouldn't have been the head coach.
Yeah.
Waldron, who I wasn't a big fan of. That was a bad situation. And who's going to deny that at this point?
Totally. It's just unusual to hear somebody say it and kind of confirm the parts of a salacious story like that, right? Because that's what happened. We don't hear those things. Those things don't come out. But very, you know, once a generation where Seth Wickersham gets this report where with these crazy quotes and the, you know, we need to go to engineer to go to Minnesota and this is the place the quarterbacks go to die. I can't do it. I mean, all the different things that came out of that story, the excerpt from this book that's going to come out in a couple of months, that's very, very unusual. And I thought it was great for him to walk up and say, yeah, this wasn't a good situation, you know, or I'm aware of what happened. But also you forget about the other part. Ryan Pohl said, I'm taking it no matter what. I met with him and said, okay, I can do this. I want to be here. I want to take on this challenge head on instead of just, you know, whining and crying about it and doing some kind of weird UFL or holdout or something else. He said, acknowledged it, talked about wanting to move on, and I think kind of nipped it in the bud. I actually thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought he came off very well. But if you remember back to prior to the draft last year, part of the discussion was from his camp that this stuff's being blown out of proportion and it's not true and you know this wasn't said. Well, obviously it was. Now, I guess there's no reason to go back in time and change that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing he did say in his press conference was, hey, it didn't happen. It was just conversations. Well, you have conversations with your wife all the time. We don't know what they are.
Yeah.
I have conversations with my buddies all the time. Nobody knows what they are. The fact that we found out is indicative of an attempt having been made to get this done. He's like, we didn't actually do anything about it. Bet you tried. Sounds to me like Ryan Poles told you we're taking you no matter what. And what choice did you have? You didn't have one. So that was the only thing that he said that I kind of, you know, rolled my eyes at a little bit is when he said,
same here.
My dad just had this idea. He didn't do anything about it. We didn't do anything about it because he couldn't. Because there was nothing to do. Because the Bears told him no. And I also found this interesting. I wonder how many Bears fans were going, why couldn't we have just said okay and taken Jaden Daniels?
Uh-huh.
That would have been my takeaway as a Bears fan when I read that story. Because Caleb Williams might still be good. I still think there's a ton of talent there. But knowing what we know at this moment about Williams, the good, the bad, the ugly, and about Daniels, it would have been the easier path. It would have been a guy that would have been happy to be there. And, oh, by the way, the better prospect who's coming off the much better year.
Would have crushed it. Yeah, I mean, you could think all those things privately. Like, so, like let's say Cleveland has one year, and you're the number one quarterback. You're probably going, oh, my God, there, that place, this is where everybody goes to die. Like, this is the worst perennial, loserish, awful organization that drafted a quarterback in the first round, like, 3 out of 4 years or something ridiculous. It'll never work. They're always so terrible at this, etc. It's one thing to think it. It's another to then eventually go on record or talk to somebody that's going to publish a story or publish a book with not only that thought, but worse beyond it, where it's like, I'm trying to engineer not going there. You know what I mean? Instead of helping the whole system reboot itself, where you're trying to take this down and out team and bring them somewhere, instead of saying, I'll take on that challenge, basically going, I can't go there because it's that bad. Like, hearing that probably isn't a whole lot of fun.
All right, next, let's go through the second-year quarterbacks that got drafted last year and give our expectations. Leap forward, do they step back, do they maintain what they were? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.